Next, we are going to hear from Freya Anderson, and she is our NLS National Library Service lady. She is in Juneau and has really championed the library and what it does for people who are print disabled and physically disabled as well. So go ahead, Freya.
Okay. Can folks hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. As others have mentioned, I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person. We're pretty short staffed right now, and so getting away is kind of tricky. But I always love to talk about the services that are made available through the NLS and the Alaska Talking Book Center. I think we're just it's just the most amazing program, and I don't say that to toot my own horn because it's mostly not me, but it's just, it's really great. So folks may already be aware, sort of the basic ideas of the program, but I'll just go over that really quickly. And then, I want to focus a little bit more today on some of the things that are, sort of new or changing. So it's basically a program that provides audiobooks, Braille and large print to people who are unable to use traditional books due to a visual disability, a physical disability such as weakness in the hands keeping you from holding a book, or reading disability. And all of those three aspects can qualify you for the program. You do need to be qualified for the program because we do get a waiver for copyright in recording books. And so that's why you do need to qualify for the program. But once you do, everything is free. There are downloadable options. You can have books sent to you, cartridges sent to you by mail. If you use the cartridges, we also provide the machine that plays them, and there are some new things too. So one of the new things, actually, just jumping right into that, is they have had a pilot that is now going sort of to regular use for refreshable Braille machines. And I don't know if anybody there has actually seen one of these, but they're pretty amazing. It's a fairly small machine. I don't have the exact dimensions, but probably about a foot wide and 3 or 4 inches deep. And you feel the Braille dots pop up, and you feel it, and then you click to the next line, and a whole new set of Braille dots pop up. And so I've seen people use these machines, and with a little bit of practice, they can really go fairly quickly through books or other materials. So that's one thing that's really, I'm just terribly excited about with the program. Another thing that's sort of been growing over the last couple of years is with the signing of the Marrakesh Treaty, we're able to provide a lot more material in languages other than English. The Marrakesh Treaty allows cooperation across similar programs in different countries. And so if you're interested, or you know somebody who's interested in, say, audiobooks in a language other than English, that is really starting to be more available. And related to that, the NLS does have a publication called Foreign Language Quarterly, which highlights a lot of those titles that are becoming available. There are also similarly, if you use Bard, which is the downloadable option, you can select the language that you want materials to show up in, and then when you do a search, it'll just show up with materials in that language. So there's more options for people using other languages. It's also easier to access the program for people who have reading disabilities and are qualifying for that purpose or for that reason. And so that's really encouraging. We have a relatively small number of people in Alaska who use the program compared to many other states. I think there's a variety of reasons for that, but it's encouraging that we can start to make the program available to more people who can use it and take advantage of it. We also have a new program. The National Library also has a new program to help with help veterans gain access to the program. It's called Veteran Rapid Sign Up, and it actually enables people to sign up directly through the VA, and then that information just is automatically populated into our systems. And since Alaska does have a lot more veterans per population than a lot of states, that's another thing that is really encouraging. And another thing that's not new, but I'm always trying to let people know about it, and it feels new, even if we've been having it for over a year, is the Virtual Alaska Story Hour for adults. We contract out for most of our services to the Utah State Library, but this is one that we do here, and as a matter of fact, I do here. And I don't know, I may be biased, but I think it's a great deal of fun. Basically, we use Zoom, or you can access it by phone, either way. And kind of basically, the long and the short of it is that we feel like adults should get to have story hour, not just kids. And so we select different Alaska-related books. Oftentimes, they have Alaskan authors. Usually, they're set in Alaska, but there's always an Alaska connection. And on Fridays at noon, I read about an hour of each week of the book, and we just keep going until we finish up the book, and then we start another one. We read both fiction and nonfiction, but we do try to find ones that are not too scholarly. We're shooting for a more popular type of book. So we don't have a big crowd, but we do have a small devoted group that seems to really enjoy it. And I would love to have more people join us if you're available on Fridays at noon. I've been kind of going straight through, and I don't know if there are specific things that folks would like to find out about. So I do want to give some time for questions, but the one thing I will say is, if you have any questions sort of now or later, or want to find any more information, you can go to our website, which is talkingbooks.alaska.gov, or you can give us a call at, and I'll say this slowly, it's 1-888-820-4525. And I guess I'd kind of like to throw it out there for any questions initially. I guess
we do have a question.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Charlie from Anchorage. And how many, you were talking about the Marrakesh Treaty a while ago. How many countries are signatory?
I Yeah. I feel like I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't. I'm looking really quick.
So this is Bonnie, and I just want to say one thing, Freya. In regards to getting e-readers, can people who don't have, who haven't gotten them yet and may want them, still get those?
Absolutely. They're becoming more available rather than less.
Okie dokie. All right.
Yeah.
So I know of a couple Braille readers in this room that I don't believe have them. I might be wrong. I don't know. But it's really cool.
Maybe you want to talk a little bit about how they work, but I'm super impressed with them.
So I guess I will just say really quickly that you can download directly from Bard with them, and you can also, if that's difficult, the library can send you your regular kind of the discs that go in, you know, and you can plug it up to the machine with a little cord, and then you can download from that, and that happens instantaneously as soon as you plug it in. It's pretty amazing. And you can connect it to your phone and use it as a little display for your phone for writing and all kinds of stuff. So it's pretty cool.
I did just look up the Marrakesh Treaty, and it looks like there are 90 countries participating.
Super. All right.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
One more question. Okay, go ahead and get a mic and your name. Okay, so Amaya, you weren't here, but in our convention, whenever you want to say something, what we want to hear is your name. And then we know that somebody wants to speak and we know who it is. So, and I guess I'll say no need to raise your hand unless you're raising it for a mic, right? Good.
Go ahead. I wanted to ask, how do you request Braille books from the website, because I was looking and I can't find where to request them. Like, how do you request certain ones you want? Because I've been getting ones that I don't really want.
Okay. So we do contract out with Utah for that. And the first thing I would do is to call their 800 number or to email them and let them know that you want to change your preferences, and they can work with you on that. But then when you're looking for specific titles on their website, then they have a link to the class. It's KLAS catalog. And when you do a search there, it actually says on the results, how that book is available. So it will say Braille, or it will say, I don't have it right in front of me, so I don't remember the exact wording, but something to do with an electronic Braille download versus, hard copy Braille, or it will say it's a, downloadable only, ebook, or it will say, audiobook, or it will say, that you can order it basically as an audiobook. So it gives that information in the catalog record. But you can also always work with your reader's advisor. So if you only want to select books, just let them know, and then they won't send you books that they've selected for you.
That's true. All right. So Amaya, if you have more questions, I'd be happy to talk with you later as well. So I'll give you the number you can call if you don't have it. All right. Thank you so much, Freya. It's been great having you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You're welcome.